From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is trying to help restart stalled Mideast peace talks. He met with top Palestinian and Israeli leaders in the region today. Prime Minister Blair's visit came after a bloody weekend of internal Palestinian violence between rivals Fatah and Hamas. And there was more factional fighting in the Gaza Strip again today, despite the ceasefire announced late Sunday. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Jerusalem.
The latest round of inter-Palestinian clashes was sparked when Fatah's leader and elected Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas this weekend called for early legislative and presidential elections. Abbas said his aim is to end the political deadlock with Hamas over its refusal to recognize Israel and renounce violence. Abbas also hopes to lift international sanctions imposed after Hamas swept parliamentary elections last January. Israel and the West list Hamas as a terrorist group. Today, Prime Minister Tony Blair stood beside Abbas in the West Bank city of Ramallah and said it's urgent the international community now get behind the Palestinian leader.
You have said you are determined to find a way forward. If the international community really means what it says about supporting people who share the vision of a two-state solution, who are moderate, who are prepared to shoulder their responsibilities, then now is the time for the international community to respond to the vision that you have set out.
To do that, Blair said, the world should quickly put together a package of financial assistance to help bolster Abbas. He gave no price tag or details. Abbas reiterated that he will move ahead with a new vote, despite Hamas's stance that such a move is unconstitutional and tantamount to an attempted coup d'etat.
Our decision was clear and precise. We are going to early presidential and parliamentary elections. As far as I'm concerned, there is nothing to stop us doing so. We are a democracy. We believe in democracy. So why shouldn't we go to the people?
But at least 10 Palestinian factions agree with Hamas and have pledged to boycott a vote they consider illegal. Several prominent Palestinian lawyers also agree that Abbas doesn't have the authority to unilaterally call for new elections. Prime Minister Blair today dismissed the suggestion that the West was practicing selective democracy in working to sideline the democratically elected Hamas government.
All of us want to see the two-state solution. We want a viable, independent Palestinian state where Palestinian people can govern their own affairs, where they can achieve prosperity, where they can achieve justice. We can't do that, however, unless that is to be done with people who accept the very basis of that two-state solution, namely that we have two states. And therefore, the issue is not about excluding anybody. The issue is whether people exclude themselves.
President Abbas has been somewhat coy about whether he will be the Fatah candidate for the presidency in any early vote. Dr. Zakaria Al-Kak, a political scientist at Al-Quds University, says Fatah's ruling inner circle is out of touch with popular opinion. It's been almost a year since their thrashing at the polls by Hamas, and Fatah, he says, has done nothing to rebuild the party, bring in younger leaders, or repair its reputation for corruption and incompetence.
Fatah lacks a kind of a glue among its party to be able to launch a new leaders, being young or old. Look, there is no guarantee that Fatah will win the election, and no guarantee that the president himself will come back as a president, and no guarantee Fatah will win the presidency, regardless of being Abbas a candidate or not.
Meanwhile, in Gaza today, there were several more gun battles between Hamas and Fatah gunmen, despite a truce announced late Sunday. In Gaza City, the ubiquitous call to prayer was once again mixed with the pop of AK-47 gunfire. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.